There is, when you add build steps, and we'll show you this here in a minute, there is a way in a deployment section, right? You see all build, utility, test, package, deploy. There are a bunch of different tasks here, even out of the box right now, on deploying your actual app. So you could see using Chef or Docker or Azure Resource Manager, PowerShell, a lot of different ways to actually do that deployment as a task. So here's one specific example, and this one's actually been around for quite a while, even using the older build system with Azure Websites. So the basic idea here is that you set up this integration between your Visual Studio Online source code repository. It could be using Git or TFVC. In this case, we're saying Git. And then once you set up that integration with your build definition, what's going to happen is when you check in that code, it's going to generate a build, which is essentially continuous integration. And then this, because of this continuous deployment connection, that alert's going to show up and say, oh, hey, I noticed the new build that's there. Ah, got it. And then it's going to take that build and go and deploy that onto that particular Azure website. So this is kind of a little bit of a click deeper on conceptually, you know, how is that continuous deployment actually happening for this Azure website's story here. So with that, we'll actually show you it in action here using our new build system. So I'm going to switch to my demo here and give you a peek on that. So what you can see here is that we have Visual Studio Online, and I'm using Fabricam Fiber. This app is on my personal GitHub repo. You can see the Fabricam Fiber app. You're welcome to play with that. What I've done is we've got the basic build. In this case, it's doing the Fabricam Fiber Call Center solution. And then I have this this deploy web package command, and that is something that we have documented online. But essentially what that's doing is it's packaging a zip file for the Azure websites so that it can be deployed in a later step. I do have testing in here, but I don't have any automated tests. If there was some there, it would run those. There's also options to add indexing your sources, publishing symbols. You can also publish your build artifacts if you'd like. For now, I've actually not enabled those three particular tasks. But what I have here is the next important step. This is after we've done the build, we've got the software, the latest version of the Azure website here. And what I want to do is deploy the actual infrastructure. So in this particular case, this is the Azure Resource Group deployment task. And what this is doing is it's actually going to the Azure subscription here. And this Azure subscription is going to be one that I've plugged in. And I'm going to explain this here in a second, what this is going to. We have a particular resource group that we're gonna deploy to, the location, a template, and then template parameters. So because I realize we're not really diving into what these templates are, I'm gonna give you just kind of a sneak peek or a quick hit on seeing that, because this is essentially the infrastructure as code for deployment to Azure. And this is really the general way, if you're deploying anything to Azure, you ideally really wanna use these Azure Resource Manager deployment templates. There's a whole other course that I've done on that with engineering. Feel free to look at that. But here, what you can see is this template. This is an Azure Resource Manager template. This is infrastructure as code. So if you scroll down here and take a look at this, you can see that there's a number of different things here in this infrastructure as code. So for instance, hey, I've got a SQL server, right? What am I going to call it? I've got an administrator login, and I've got a login password. One of the other things that's important to point out here is that there is this parameters section here. So this gives you the ability from the parameters file to put in different values. Why that's important is because you could have one Fabricam Fiber template that defines your infrastructure, but then you could use a parameters file here to specify things that are unique to that specific environment. So for instance, I've got a server name of, you know, this Fabricam SQL 07. I know that there can only be globally one SQL server name that's unique, because that's the way it has to work, right? So if I had multiple environments, I could just have my infrastructure exactly the same template, change up the Fabricam Fiber parameters file, and then deploy it differently in different locations. So if we tie that back to this, we notice we're deploying that template, which is a specific infrastructure, to a particular resource group. And then that deploys just the infrastructure. You can actually use templates to deploy the app on top, but in an ideal enterprise world here, you'd kind of have a separate task for that, just to have a clean break, so to speak, of duties, so you know that the app can be deployed independently if desired. And here what we have is we've done a couple things. So you can see that we have the web deploy package. That's going to be picked up from the build that we had the build step earlier, and that special task actually piped out to the staging directory, the zip file. And then we're going to produce also a connection string. Now this connection string is in variables here. So if I go here, we've got this connection string, which is one way to do it as far as getting this Azure website SQL Azure database to run upon deployment. Because in that template, we're deploying from scratch, going from zero to infrastructure, right? You're going to have an Azure website, you're going to have a SQL Azure database, you're going to deploy the infrastructure and the application all in one fell swoop here. Let me back up just one second, because I think it's important to explain one concept, which is the Azure subscription up top here. There is something that you really need to consider with this and making this connection that's important to denote. So here you'd add this service connection. You can notice up top here, there are a few different options. I'm sure this is going to be increasing or changing over time. Even this GitHub one, actually, I noticed just popped up.
It popped up on me the last module too.
Yeah, so this is literally the power of cloud services, and things keep getting updated every 3 weeks to production, right? So if I choose Azure, you can choose a certificate or credentials. And at least for the credentials side, there's something that's pretty important to point out here. And this is, if you scroll down here, you can see that Hey, you must specify a work or school account, for this to work. So this means that you can't just use your Live or Hotmail or Outlook. You actually have to have an account that's specified in Azure Active Directory. And this has to do with the way in which, because behind the scenes, there's PowerShell tests that are actually being executed there. Those PowerShell tests, at least today anyway, are utilizing your Azure Active Directory credentials to be able to authenticate. And today we don't support those generic Microsoft accounts. So kind of hopefully saving you a little bit of pain here. And I know it's sometimes easy to just kind of skip that little warning down below and just type in your creds that you know that work, that auth to Azure. So one little kind of tip, I guess, here.
Saved me a lot of time, actually, because I got tripped up by that exact same section. So it's very important information.
Okay. So let's actually see it in action. So why don't we just, I'll go to my resource group here. And so what we can see is I'm going to be deploying a resource group here of Fabricam, Fiber, VSO, Dev07 to my MSD and Azure subscription. And so just so you can see that this doesn't exist, this is that subscription. I've got my MSD and Azure subscription here. You do not see that resource group existing there. So let's go ahead and queue that build. I'm just going to use hosted, click OK. And we're going to start to see this execute.